The Lord had promised Abraham that he'd make him a great nation, give him the land of Canaan, and bless all the nations through him. What was at stake for Joshua was the fulfillment of God's promise to give Israel the land as part of God's plan of redemption through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now today, what's at stake for us is our bold stand for Christ in the face of criticism, ridicule, rejection, or persecution. We need courage, dear one, to proclaim the gospel in a hostile world and in a hostile nation.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, dear ones. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about courage. Courage as a Christian. First of all, fear is a powerful emotion, isn't it? Powerful. We see so much of it in our society and in our world today. Fear is powerful. It can grip the heart of an individual and even the heart of a nation. Since we live in an unstable world filled with uncertainty, there are many reasons to become anxious and fearful. And for those who don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, their fears are justified because they have no assurance in this life or after death. But believers in Jesus don't have to live in continual fear because Christ lives within them and has overcome the world. Now, in the Old Testament, the prophet Nehemiah knew how to stand tall and strong on his knees. See, God doesn't want his children to be ruled by fear. No, that's why the Lord tells us often in Scripture to fear not. Be not afraid. Let me say this. Fear in itself is not a sin. There are times when circumstances warrant it, yet God doesn't want us to live in perpetual dread, but with courage, faith, and trust in Him. Joshua chapter 1, verses 2 through 9 is a good example of a passage in which God advocates a courageous response. After the death of Moses, Joshua was appointed to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Oh man, it was a daunting task, so Joshua needed courage. So what's the definition of courage? Well, I've heard it put this way. Courage is not the absence of fear, but a response to it. It can be simply defined as that attitude of mind and heart that enables us to face danger, obstacles, and the challenges of life fearlessly, firmly, and calmly. So, what are some specific situations requiring courage? Well, first of all, there's waiting for the Lord. That's right. Psalm 27, verse 14 tells us, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage." Yes, wait for the Lord. Oh, we like everything to work out according to our timetable, don't we? But there are occasions when we must wait for the Lord, even if it means an opportunity is lost. But God wants us to trust Him to work things out in His own way, according to his own timing. Here's another situation requiring courage. Imminent danger. Think about it. During a storm, when Jesus came walking out on the water, the disciples were terrified. But Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Oh, loved one, we all experience moments like this when we're suddenly overwhelmed with fear. These emotions are natural, but we don't have to stay in this state if we'll turn to the Lord for help and peace. Another specific situation requiring courage is when we face uncertainty. There are countless possible scenarios that cause us to dread because we don't know what will happen and have no control. Jesus addressed these fears in John 16, verse 33, when he said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Once again, the right response is to trust Jesus and rest in the peace he provides. Another specific situation requiring courage is human frailty and death. Think about it. Illness, aging, and death can be terrifying experiences to consider, but for believers, there is hope. Though we groan in these earthly bodies, we are promised a glorified body once we leave this place. The Holy Spirit is given to us as a pledge of our resurrection. That's why Paul said this, "Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord." That comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We can get fearful when we face an overwhelming task. God gives us spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities to use as he desires. And sometimes we feel fearful and very inadequate to the task. That was probably how Joshua felt when God commanded him to lead the nation of Israel. That's why the Lord admonished him 3 times to be courageous in Joshua chapter 1. Now, when the Lord commanded Joshua to be courageous, he also gave him directions on how to do so. First of all, he said to meditate on God's word. God said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night." See, meditation involves reading scripture, thinking deeply about it, and asking questions of God. As we program our minds with the Lord's thoughts, they'll guide us throughout the day so we can respond as he desires in every situation. Then the Lord tells Joshua in chapter 1, "Obey the word of God." He says, "Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left." You see, the Bible is an instruction book for life, telling us how to handle various situations in a manner that pleases and honors the Lord. In the most trying situations of life, we can quote verses to sustain and strengthen us, to respond with boldness, calmness, and tranquility. Feasting, meditating, and obeying God's word builds courage and spiritual strength in our spirit man. There's something very powerful when you believe God's word in your heart and speak it through your lips. Praise God. The Bible, the word of God, is the sword of the Spirit. It's our implement of spiritual battle. So instead of speaking fear, doubt, and unbelief, Speak God's word. Now, the third thing that God instructed Joshua to do is this: to recall God's past faithfulness. The Lord challenged Joshua to remember his past faithfulness to Moses and the people. He said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan River, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses." May I suggest this to you, dear one? Keep a journal, a prayer journal. Because keeping a journal is one way we can remind ourselves of God's faithfulness. The events we record in that journal will encourage us to trust God for the future as well. Another thing that God instructed Joshua to do is to observe the courage of other people. He said, "Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you." When the Lord called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt, he was fearful and gave several excuses why he wasn't the one for the job. No. And yet God empowered him to complete the task. Moses' trust in the Lord and courageous obedience was an example for Joshua to follow. Still another thing that God instructed Joshua was this: understand what's at stake. The Lord had promised Abraham that he'd make him a great nation, give him the land of Canaan, and bless all the nations through him. What was at stake for Joshua was the fulfillment of God's promise to give Israel the land as part of God's plan of redemption through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now today, what's at stake for us is our bold stand for Christ in the face of criticism, ridicule, rejection, or persecution. We need courage, dear one, to proclaim the gospel in a hostile world and in a hostile nation. And finally, just like Joshua, we are to remember God's promises. Where the Lord said to Joshua, he says to us as well, "I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you." We can have unwavering faith and courage because the Lord is with us every moment, through every circumstance of life. And with his presence, come his power, protection, and provision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, I pray you got something out of this today. I sure did. I preached me happy. Praise God. I'm always cognizant of the fact that we have new listeners every single week. Every podcast, there's a new listener or two or many more. And I need to ask this: have you made Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord? Have you? Let me put it another way. If you were to die today, God forbid, if you were to die today, do you know for certain that you would go to heaven? Do you know for sure that heaven would be your eternal home? You can know. You truly can know for sure. If you invite Jesus Christ into your heart and life to be your Savior, Lord, and best friend, let me lead you in a prayer right now to receive Jesus into your heart. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, friend. Right now is your appointed time. Pray this prayer with me, won't you? Out loud. Pray it with all your heart. Dear God in heaven. Yes, that's right. Pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things that I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth I confess the Lord Jesus, and in my heart I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. This very moment I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I am healed, and I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God, dear one. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with me, know that the angels in heaven rejoice over you becoming a citizen of heaven right now, at this very moment. Jesus said so. It's so important now that you tell other people about this decision that you've made for Christ and what Jesus has done in your heart today. And it's so important that you read your Bible now. Try to read it every day to get to know Jesus Christ better. And also daily, talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in the name of Jesus. Just heart to heart. Then tell others about Christ, about what Jesus has done for you today. Then worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a local church where God's word is preached faithfully, where people love God and where they love each other. And finally, as Christ's representative in a needy world, hey, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for other people. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God, dear one. I rejoice with you. If you prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and I'd love to send you some free resources. That's right, I said free. Postage paid, in order to help you get started in your walk with Christ. And pastors, if you've been listening, I would ask you to also go to my website and look at the testimonials page of what other pastors around the nation have had to say about our ministry. I promise we'll be a blessing to you. We will not be a disappointment. People are being saved through this ministry, through our revivals and conferences. People are being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Others have been healed, delivered from alcohol, drugs, porn. God is moving powerfully in our services, and we give him all the praise and glory. And listen, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have his smiling countenance toward you, and may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.